This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're back on The Pulse with Othniel and Ali tonight. You just had a track called Game Over a bit earlier by Nino. And now we're going to go into our quick fire news segment that we call...
By the way, we've covered celebrity holograms, right? A lot of times, like Tupac performing at concerts.
Yep.
And of course, the legal issues of using the likeness of a celebrity even after their death. Now, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has just signed a new post-mortem right of publicity law, and this law protects the rights of personalities and performers for 40 years after their death. This new law states that any person who used a deceased personality's name, voice, signature, photograph, or likeness in any manner on or in products, merchandise, or goods for the purposes of advertising or selling without prior consent shall be liable for any damages sustained by the person or persons injured as a result thereof.
Yeah.
I think this is great news for the estate of the deceased to prevent others from using the name, voice, signature, or likeness of the deceased, right, to either sell goods and services without permission. Of course, this also means that you can't use a deceased person's image for live music performances, which means holograms and yep. such, without any consent. I think this is great news, but there's still a long way to go, right? Because this only applies in New York for now. And the new law will only be applicable for personalities and performers that passed away after the 29th of May 2021. So technically, this does not apply for Tupac, sadly.
Yeah. Well, we haven't even seen a Tupac hologram on our stages here. But, you know, in New York, they're already moving forward with a law for this. That's great. By the way, earlier this week, a host of the world's biggest music luminaries joined forces to sign a letter addressed to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, pleading for better remuneration for artists and writers. And this list includes the Rolling Stones, Tom Jones, Pet Shop Boys, Yoko Ono, and Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees fame, among a few new names that have signed the letter. And this is part of a campaign led by the Musicians Union, Music Producers Guild, Ivor's Academy, and the Broken Record Initiative, which started in April this year. And this campaign actually calls for an amendment to an old revenue stream for artists, which are currently set by individual companies like your Spotify's or Apple Music's and paid out to the artists directly or via their respective record labels. But these big name acts are demanding change. They want the royalty payments to go through performing rights organizations instead. You know, like locally we have our MACP. And this royalty handout or this royalty stream is much like how they get paid out from radio airplays. And that's the way that, you know, a lot of musicians believe to be the most fair and the most less hassle or, you know, little room for any swindling of money in the process. And also the campaign is asking for a regulatory body for streaming alone because, you know, the lack of this has led to this particular problem. But the UK Parliament have been examining the issues around artists' remunerations as part of its inquiry into the economics of music streaming already. They just concluded this study in March and is expected to produce a report of its findings this summer. So let's hope and see this thing can change or not within the UK, and hopefully it can also bring a change around the world as far as revenue streaming goes and how artists are getting paid out of streaming platforms.
Yeah, now all the more in the midst of a pandemic, I feel it's the smaller artists that needs our support. So it's nice to see big names coming out. Well, since you were speaking about Spotify and Apple Music, big update for Apple Music fans. Not too long ago, we covered on The Pulse that Spotify is set to release what they call Spotify Hi-Fi, where users can stream music in lossless format. Well, looks like Apple beat them to it. Lossless audio will be available for the entire Apple Music catalog on top of a hi-fi quality lossless format. I feel the more interesting announcement would be the introduction of spatial audio. This was, of course, announced at a recent Apple WWDC keynote. Apple Spatial Audio uses Dolby Atmos surround sound technology, which is usually found in cinema sound mixing. Basically, if mono is the sound from one speaker and stereo is one speaker on the left, one speaker on the right, spatial audio is sound from your left, right, up and down, and even more. You can feel music move all around you, basically. And I think it's a great move on Apple's end because there's definitely more reason to subscribe to Apple Music right now. But that's until Spotify comes up with their version of this, which we all know will happen sooner or later this year.
Yep.
Speaking of lossless format, if you're interested to find out more about that, we had Matt Armitage on the show recently on The Pulse talking about just that. You can check out that podcast titled Is Lossless Audio the Future of Digital Streaming under The Pulse.
And that wraps up our quickfire news segment for this week. We're going to go into a track now.
Yeah, here's one from Jenny Aiko. It's called China Smoke, taken from her latest album Chilombo, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.